Flyway Brewing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Exactly what to do. You move it, move it, move it, let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Hey, you guys!
How do you look at a baby and name it Roger?
What?
Whoa.
Instead of the phone. I said let's go to the phone.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's a keys to a resort. He was headed at the terminal gate.
Sweet little chariot, come down, easy taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Don't blow this force, Gene!
Telephones back home.
You blew it!
The boys on the line.
Hey, morning, Joe.
I want you to listen to me.
13 minutes, he would sit us at the terminal gate.
Rock and roll has got to go.
Down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Put your engines and cool your wings.
And I'm going to make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Virginia died, what a fortune overnight.
I got to hand it to you. That was good.
Thank you, Terry.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Yakshimash.
Dobre.
And Dobre.
Well, only Jesus is perfect.
You got that right.
That's our buddy Rick Schaefer, who we're going to talk to a little bit later. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11, as always. We hit the post. Roger hits the post. It is July 28th, only a few days left in July, and then we're in August. I mean, summer's
Are you
over.
Serious?
So remember the way I say it, summer's over when we hit August, because as a young kid playing football, when practice started, it was my summer was over.
Yeah, but nobody else. But when you didn't play football, it wasn't over until the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Jerry Lewis telethon.
And that was in September.
Yeah.
So we had a month
ago.
We had a whole month ago. We had 3 months. I know,
you were done.
Well, we had 3 months of summer back then. I don't think the kids get, what, 2-3 weeks?
That's Roger, full head of hair, is Scott.
Full head, what?
Even my mother was noticing. Look at Roger's hair all fluffy.
Oh, thank you. Wait, when, this morning?
Yes. Good morning, Roger.
Take it off. Good morning.
Good morning, Christian. How are you feeling today, bud? A scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, one being real bad. Yeah.
I'm about a 4.
Wow.
You made it in.
That's exactly right. Astounding.
Astounding. That's on your part, buddy. Good job.
Do you trace it back to one of your kiddos?
Yeah. My daughter got sick last week, and so did my wife, but they have got over their sickness, and now I have caught it. So
yeah. You're medding up? You taking your meds?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dayquil, NyQuil.
And really, there's not much you can do but just sort of grind that out.
Yeah. So what do you have?
Oh, I have no clue.
It's a bug.
No.
Call it a bug.
Are you sick? You pooping? You peeing? You sleeping? Headache?
Cold.
It's real bad headache. Yeah.
Okay.
Migraine.
Prayers for Christian.
Great show for this thing.
Just trying to make it through, guys.
I got you. Yeah, today, as always, on Tuesday, we'll visit with Rick Schaefer, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant.
For sure.
And John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. We got 2 days of Daly last week. It was fun.
I know. He's still at the SEC meeting today's night.
Fun to see John. He was back in his RV going somewhere. I saw a post from him last night. Chuck Gatlin will be in to give us what's going on in the buzz. Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank.
Chuck!
Hey, Chuck.
There he is. Ron Humphrey's coming by with Middleton Heat and Air.
Oh, I hadn't seen Ron in forever.
I know. You know, they're sponsoring our text line that we do so much work with. And
awesome.
Boy, I tell you, you don't think the air conditioners are working hard right now? Holy cow.
Do you think that's got something to do with the edict that came down to tell us not to put our thermostats down below 71?
Oh, you know what? We did get that notice. You know, you can go back to that old put the lock around the deal. What is this? It's on 71, but you know,
it was a 73 when I got here, but
it's gotta be 71.
I read the email once more and said, you said 71. I'm putting it.
What's happening?
I don't know. Maybe it's got something to do with it. Samantha asked me last night. She said, does it feel warm in here? Does it feel cool? I said, you know, you've got, you probably got a little nerves going because we're getting ready to take a few days off and it is 180 outside. So the machine's working a little overtime.
A couple of things we'll hit today. In addition, we've got some Razorback news to go over, and both baseball and basketball. We'll hit that. Also, a strange story out of KC about the wife of Eric Bieniemy, who's the offensive coordinator, shot like 3 times in her home by her own son, 27.
Yeah,
really uncomfortable deal. Anyway, we'll hit that. We got some news about Carly Simon, Ella Langley. We got some birthdays today. Got some rock and roll news to throw out there. A couple questions today. It's National Water Park Day, and this is legit. It's what it is today. And so, what was your water park, you know, years ago or when you were young that you went to? You know, I told Roger during our Facebook Live this morning, we had one in Panama City, and of course, you didn't think you need one. You got the beach right there, but this was right next to the big amusement park on the beach, and it was fun. You're in the inner tubes, you go down the big, you know, you start at the top of the mountain. You go down, and so anyway,
great, there was one.
I used to be one here in Little Rock, right there. You know, you cross Maumelle, right?
Wild River Country.
Yeah, Wildwood.
That was the one I grew up going to.
It was very popular, very popular. I think you guys did some remotes out there, Raj, didn't you?
I think there were
some wild adult nights.
Yeah. By gosh.
Yeah, I know.
It was terrible.
I know.
I think they shut that thing down and put a black light out there.
Then there's one, Roger, in a hot springs, I think. Now it's Magic Springs, right?
Well, Magic Springs is there. Yeah.
They've got their own water park.
Back in the day, there was somebody help me that's out there. It's by the gorge or DeSoto Park. You got to go. You're going out Fountain Lake. What is that? You're going out 7. There was a place that was way back in there. It was almost Back to the Future, the 50s. water park, a few slides. I don't know what else they had.
Hidden slides,
it's 1950s
yeah.
and 60s. I don't know what they had, but I don't remember going out there. For me, living in the housing project, our water park was the Holiday Inn right there on 70.
You bet you're taking advantage of that.
You darn right.
Well, don't you remember the one that RJ got caught, like he busted his tail? Yeah, I think he tried to surf or whatever at the one in Hot Springs, and he kept falling.
Well, that was magic. That was magic,
that's what
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, remember the one, though, that the in particular that RJ kept falling?
What was that waterboard one?
Yeah, the waterboard. Oh, yeah.
It was simulating,
you can
right?
embarrass yourself very easily
well,
in that.
I wouldn't know. Listen, that board, I mean, for him to be able to get up there and do that, I mean, to stand on that board for a minute, like you can get embarrassed big time, like you said.
Then I remember one of the ones. I think the one at Panama City had the wave pool. I'm gonna tell you what would happen. It would be calm. It would be calm, and all of a sudden, and all of a sudden, you're like you're out in the Gulf.
Is that right?
I don't want any part of that.
No.
I mean, you're asking. I mean, you've got lifeguards watching.
No.
Did they have to jump in to get you?
Yeah, no.
I mean, it would be big, what do you call it, swells, of like 5-foot swells.
Yeah,
like, is that really what we want to do?
Which, when I was 12, was a lot taller than I am.
Yeah,
it still is.
I know.
Okay.
The other is, in addition to that, you know, we got a lot of our friends and buddies and people that we know that listen to the show that are on lakes. What is your go-to lake? Do you have a lake house? Where's it at? You know, Randy Allison, you know, he's got his heaven on earth out there at Lake Hamilton. Yeah. Cliff Harris, remember, just bought one on Lake Hamilton.
Well, we know about our diminutive friend.
What an asset are to our show.
He has a houseboat out of Wachita.
Yeah, he loves that. And then, of course, we were talking to the guy yesterday, Mel, talking about northeast Arkansas and the body of water up there. Heber, the repopulation. Just so what's
Lake Foghorn? What's that? Foghorn Lake, and what's it called up there?
I don't know.
Yeah, somebody said something, because we were up there. It was past the new Bradford out at Mountain View. What was that place somebody invited us to out that way?
But basically, you got one more month. You got one more month, really,
That's
to
it.
Take advantage of. For me, really, Roger, because I announced the Touchdown Club in 2 weeks, my summer's over. It's over.
Right.
Summer of adventure. We still got one more place to go, Dixie Pig and Blytheville. But we didn't get a chance to float the buffalo like I wanted to and fish. But we did have some exciting times. We did some fun things. We'll recap those.
Yeah, and we're going to do a little Facebook review with pictures and music that we'll post at another time.
I mentioned the Razorback basketball team. They're headed to the Bahamas. Our buddy Trey Schaap is going as their correspondent.
Yeah.
And I think, Christian, they're playing like 5 games, right? I mean, it's...
Maybe 4.
Let's take a look at that. I think they play
4.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday... Mm-hmm. Monday, 4 for sure.
Yeah,
a lot of cover. They let the media watch practice yesterday, and so some folks have said, you know, hey, this team that were there yesterday, this team looks bigger than what they thought. So Arkansas has 6 players that are 6'11" or taller.
Yeah,
but they're not the big body types. They're not the thick body. One of them is that I think the freshman kid or the high school freshman kid.
Yeah,
he's a little bit thicker body. But I tell you, looking at all these names, man, it's just like, wow, I don't know. I mean, these are all brand new names.
It's all new guys.
It is. It's like, God almighty.
We got Billy Richmond, right?
Yeah, that's it. And that little short dude who's like the mascot.
Whoa, hey.
The Brown.
You know what?
Yeah, what's he?
Amiri Brown?
Yeah, he's sort of like the team mascot.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves him.
That's
and
terrible.
I don't know how much he plays. Then they dropped a hint yesterday, or dropped a little nugget. We knew that Arkansas was playing some pretty tough opponents in the regular season, like Michigan, Arizona, and we knew Gonzaga had one practice exhibition game. But then Cal just sort of throws it out there. Yeah, what about Kansas? I think we're doing Kansas in an exhibition game at Foghorn Langhorne Stadium. What's the name of it, Christian?
Fog Allen.
Yeah, close enough.
That's it, right?
And then there was one other one, right? Beside Kansas, Gonzaga, there was one other big name. What was it? That he threw out there yesterday. Well, let me look at the article here. It was somewhere. He just sort of...
Was it another exhibition?
It was another exhibition game. It was a big game. Was it Memphis again?
Yeah, I think it was Memphis.
Yeah, they played Memphis last year. It was an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that now that's become a thing, is that you don't count them as games. They're just exhibitions.
Well, it's preseason games, basically.
Well, when did that become a thing? I just don't remember.
Didn't we do that back in the day?
I don't remember much. They usually play
Southwest...
Honolulu,
but I think those
Southwest Oklahoma.
It's funny,
or something.
But they don't count those games. What do we do if we're not counting the games? Why are we playing? Right, you play to win the game.
Well, no exhibition game.
No, we get there and play.
Had exhibition games. You do.
No, you know
football?
What? Don't invite anybody to practice then. If it's a game where people are there, count it. Play to win.
Oh,
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. What?
For sure.
Okay.
And I mentioned in baseball, all 15 players drafted by 15 Razorback players drafted and signed.
I think that's outstanding. Astounding.
Astounding. Yeah, I think that's got to be. That, of course, you're going over there. Kevin Brooks said he'll be in the Bahamas. Kevin is. He ain't going to miss a fun trip.
Kevin,
look at all these names.
Can't wait to see his wardrobe.
And some of these. I don't. Chris Diaz. Who's that? He's a pitcher. Tate McGuire.
You sure that's not Chris?
I know him.
Pitcher. Yeah, Cooper Dossett. Yeah, you know, I just don't, and I just don't recognize Will McGinnis. These are guys that didn't play much during the season, but we're going to have to be drafted.
Is that him? Is that Willie McGinnis?
No, it's a different one.
Are you sure?
Anyway, they all signed, and of course, all the big money went to two players.
Big money grip.
Helfrich and Wiggins. The Helfrich signed for like $5 million, and Wiggins signed for $3 million. So that's some news. It's also interesting. I saw somebody make a point. Did you guys notice that all the guys that Arkansas signed, none of them went to the major leagues? You know, last year, you know, they lost some guys to the major leagues that they had signed to come in. They were outstanding freshmen.
Oh.
You know, you have the choice.
That was probably their goal, guys that are going to come to campus.
But do you do that? Do you get a lesser player, a lesser talented player by staying away? Well, we want to get ones that know they're not going to be signed. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, or they just get the guarantee from the kid, hey, I don't want to play pro ball, you know, if I get drafted. Or they figured it out. They got guys who figured out what, they were not going to get drafted. I don't know. But I thought that was an interesting point. I mentioned in our Facebook Live, I saw where Carly Simon came out, said she's got Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, I didn't see her age on that. How old is she?
She's 83. She goes, experienced arthritis in one of her hips and both of her knees. And I think, you've seen me lately. I mean, I'm struggling. You know why I'm getting to the doctor? I got to see if I got something going on with
you. You know what concerns me more?
What?
Is that this is the second time you've repeated this story this morning.
Well, the other one was with Facebook Live.
No. Right here.
Well, I just teased it.
No, during the show.
I teased it. I just teased it.
No, the verbatim.
No, I didn't go through the. I didn't talk about everything. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You want to lose another bet early? Are you losing another bet early? I got you early yesterday. I'll do it again. But Carly Simon, we know her, obviously, with her You're So Vain.
Oh, yeah. Who was her husband? And who did she write the song about?
She wrote
the song about
the actor guy.
Uh-huh. Warren Beatty. Right?
Warren Beatty. Okay. Who was her husband?
Who was her husband?
Oh, James Taylor?
Yeah. What's weird is, you answered that question already.
the other, some amazing news.
Actually, here's the deal. I'm going to just let everybody know right now. We're off after the show. We're done. We're out of here. We're going to be gone for the rest of the week. So you're going to get a little bit more than you really bargained for me. So... you might want to just check out.
I mentioned I got the Touchdown Club lineup will be announced August 13th, and so I'm scurrying, I'm rushing, because here's the deal: if I can't get the guy, I got to go to somewhere else. So I got a big fish, got a big whale that I thought most likely I was not going to get last night. I get a call about 8:00. I may still be in on him, so it will be a really.
Money?
No, it's actually not money. A lot of these guys, what happens is, sometimes I have to use agents. And, some of these guys have their own agent they've had forever. Then I use a guy that sometimes is a booking agent that booking. And so the guy may go, hey, listen, call my full-time, long-time agent.
Going
through these steps. Who is this guy down in Little Rock? What's the deal going on with that? And
all right, let me ask you this. None of them that you've mentioned, and maybe no one's asked you, any of them going to be moved over to, the State House?
I think there's
is that right? Is that the big one?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. There's two potential.
You don't have anybody yet that.
No,
you
I've
think.
Got I've got one that probably could. Now I'm telling you, when you go down there, they charge you. They charge you up the. It's ridiculous.
I understand,
I know we lose $10,000 every time we go down there. So the question is,
why don't you hunt it outside?
I know. Anyway,
can you answer: are we getting Hunter Yurecek?
That has not been determined yet, but that's the news story there. But I do have something in plan.
He'll show up.
I have something in place in case he
trivia
does not.
That's funny. That amuses you.
We're doing trivia.
You sack.
Hey,
that wasn't meant to be a funny.
No, I think it's funny. Like, hey, you're not coming, Hunter. We're doing trivia on your meeting.
Wait a minute. No, that's again. Like, you're going even worse.
We're replacing you with athletic director in the tennis program.
What?
Well, what's that?
Who was the athletic department?
AD trivia.
Whenever the tennis program was going to be.
No, yeah, I'm going to tell you right now.
Trivia on Hunter.
I guarantee you, my trivia would be more entertaining.
Probably would.
There's no probably. Yeah. I just know because he's going to give out numbers. Okay, you know what? Nothing.
And then I've got one giant, like the Moby Dick. Is it the white whale? Is Moby Dick the white whale?
He is a white whale.
So I've got one of those out there. If I get it, it would be the all time. I think it would be the all time greatest. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll just see. You know, I'm going down. We're going on this trip, Roger. And you know, while I'm down there, I'm dealing with it.
Is that the clock?
Okay.
Last year I was at Kevin Costner's place. Remember that? And I was. You know what? I'm on the phone, working the phone to get Lawrence Taylor. And who do we have last year? Lawrence Taylor and
Brett Favre.
No one, Brett Favre. God, they're all run together.
Peyton Manning.
Who was our guy last year? Who was the first guy?
Oh, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, Jimmy Johnson. Thank you. Jimmy Johnson. Of course, the other thing, this is the first year that we don't have, after 5-6 years in a row, Sam Pittman. Sam Pittman, after 6 years of kicking off the touchdown, you know, Brett Bielema did it 5. Sam Pittman did it 6. So, you know, this will be the first time in 6 years that there's a different.
He may show up as a guest. he couldn't? I mean, I'm just saying. He might come up with a hand.
You know, I could have invited him, but, you know, it's just.
Are you okay over there?
Just too soon. I get choked up. Yeah, anyway, so I'm working on that.
What do you got? A can of what do you got?
Hey, one other thing, too. What's something you're very good at, but you don't talk about because people wouldn't believe you? I did this in the Facebook Live. So I'll give you a couple. Like somebody says, this 48-year-old guy said, I can sew anything. Here's another one said, I can untie knots. I love people who can untie knots.
Sure.
Jessica, get what I do, I'll go here. Like Roger, you're the Geppetto.
Yeah.
You know, you're like Pinocchio's handler, and you can if my glasses are broke, right. You get out your little set.
That's right.
And you figure that out.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Directions. I'm always better at anybody than directions. Here's one. I have a good eye for color. I can tell the difference between two shades that most people wouldn't notice and couldn't distinguish. I think. Do you guys notice pictures that are? I mean, I can see
uneven pictures.
I think I can see uneven things better than anybody. I can look at anything, I can go. That's off by like half an inch. No, it's not. It's yes, it is. That's a weird one that I think that
get
I
get your
think.
Level over there.
Yeah, but yes, exactly. I have a leveler in my brain. And so, anyway, what do you do well that somebody says here? I can accurately predict when a song is right around 150 beats per minute. Like, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, Christian. Anything come to mind for you?
I'm not good at anything.
Tush. Here's one. I'm good at directions. I always know which way is east, west, north, and south. Sometimes I feel that way when it comes to, you know, I got confused down in Tampa because you know that was different.
When I'm flipping channels, I have an innate ability to be able to say in rapid time if the show sucks and I need to move on. Click, click, click.
You're a Jedi clicker.
Jedi. Well, I'm Jedi picking out whether I want to watch.
I think so. If you can use your remote. Without looking at it, and you're just like a computer. You don't look at the keyboard.
Not a
Jedi level.
Listen, if you can put your head, if you're laid back in your chair, with the remote in your hand, your hands behind your head, you absolutely.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, Middleton Heating Air text line. We'll visit with Ron Humphrey, as we mentioned earlier, with Middleton.
He'll
be coming up. You can do it, Texas. You can also put it on the Facebook. I'll get to make sure Christian takes a look at Facebook today. If you send us a message there. Again, looking for bodies of water that you're spending a lot of time at this summer and any water park memories. It's National Water Park Day. You know, it's such a cool thing to be able to go to a water park deal. And Roger, I know that, you know, some people didn't have the money to do that. And now, to be honest with you, too, you know, they got rid of the one in Maumelle. That thing had been there forever.
Yeah, Wild River Country.
Yeah, they've
been gone probably 10 plus years now.
Get ready to turn it to a golf deal.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, I saw a rendering of it.
Was that a poor man's Top Golf?
You know, that's when they originally announced it as a different. But I think they've taken a different strategy on that. They're not going to do that. But it is a golf theme. At least I saw an
image.
Is
it really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what? I couldn't tell you. I mean, what is there now? Is it just open land?
I think it is. I think they cleared it off. They just took everything out of there. That water park got pretty big.
That sucker got pretty big.
It was very successful for a while.
There's a few of those water parks or open ponds or something that had some.
Well, the Willow deal had the bad thing, right? Willow.
What was that? Yeah.
I think they may have shut that thing down.
I think they did.
But remember, how does it go so popular?
At times, it's still closed.
I think I don't know. That's a good question.
Is that the one that Tommy always talked about going to as a little kid?
Yeah, it's cool. As a kid, man, if you look at that setup, it's a cool setup. You know.
Oh sure.
You drive back in the back there.
Absolutely.
Off of what's his Canis?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right, you can give us that information on our Milton Hinton Air text line 661-1037. Don't go away. 6:30.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Basketball Conference schedule was released yesterday. Conference play will open up with Missouri on January 2nd. Their first road game will be at South Carolina on either the 5th or the 6th. Going through the presumed marquee matchups, Alabama will come to Fayetteville on January 9th, and they'll make the return trip to Tuscaloosa on February 13th. Arkansas will go to Tennessee on January 16th. Their only matchup against Texas will be on the road on January 23rd. Their lone matchup against Kentucky will be on the road on February 20th. They get Florida at home on February 27th, and they close SEC play against Oklahoma on March 6th. And in minor league baseball, the Arkansas Travelers will face the Midland Rockhounds tonight at 6:30. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, and a high of 104. And heat index values 110 or higher. So still another extremely hot and dangerously hot day. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a low of 80. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain. And a high of 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Arkansas Brides, make your wedding show experience unforgettable with a VIP ticket. Join us Sunday, August 23rd at the State House Convention Center for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show. VIP guests receive an exclusive bride t-shirt, tote bag, custom labels, special swag, reserved seating, and early access to the show. These limited VIP tickets are available now at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com. Start planning your dream day with Arkansas wedding experts all in one place.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side. Swing a leg over a dependable Fortrax Rancher ATV. Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian. Oh,
such a good song.
That shout out to everybody. The Isaiah Joe Camp at Summerwood's the 15th of August. That's right around the corner, as you said. IsaiahJoe.com. IsaiahJoe.com. You can register.
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my hat.
So glad that Guardians of the Galaxy sort of brought this back for a new generation to hear.
Yeah, for them to hear it. And then yeah. They go, oh, there we go, old boomers again. No, no.
Rubber band man. Yeah.
Come on.
Prepare yourself for the rubber band. Man, you'll never hear the sound like a rubber band. Man, you're bound to lose control.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. I am responding to a lot of folks that we do a Facebook Live at 557 every day, and so I respond to a lot of our faithful listeners on there. Roger on the Middleton Air text line, what you got over there?
There's a couple of them, Bub. They're just talking about the different lakes. You got Lake Nixon was out west of Little Rock.
I remember. I've heard
talk about them. Absolutely. Yeah. There's another one that are talking about a Willow, again, is coming up. Wild River Country. Willow Springs is where everybody was talking about. Back in the day, we had Whitewater and Wet and Wild.
Where's that at?
I don't know. I don't know where those were. No one is saying.
You know, we progressed from Roger as a kid. You know, I remember the one out there by the hotel on Highway 70, coming in Hot Springs. It was the carpet ride. You know, you had the carpet ride, that, you know, the little slide.
You remember that in Hot Springs?
I do. I do. Now, by the time I got there, Roger, in the 80s, it was just up there. And I think
and
it was
where was
a
this, you said?
It was you know, the hotel where the little one, where your little par three, where you got your hole-in-one.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
That's there where was they had a giant carpet ride.
I want to say there's another water slide, if you will, right back to Mausoleum, the cemetery that my parents are buried at, before you go up the little slide. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
Yeah, you do. Where my mom and dad are buried.
Oh, I know that. But
yes.
I don't know the.
But if you're right there, and as you're driving, if that's to your right, up to the right, upon a little bit of hill up there, used to be something there. Mm. I'm not 100% sure. Used to be, I think it used to be a slide there all the time. Once again, living on Convention Boulevard, what we would do this time of year is we would walk from our homes to the Holiday Inn, which was that first hotel as you come into Hot Springs. We'd grab a couple of Holiday Inn towels right off of the service.
Did you ever get caught?
No, because you had a Holiday Inn towel. So yes. They just said, well, nobody, that because you didn't bring your own towel, obviously. So we were there. And maybe they saw us and said, let the poor kids swim.
Someone says here, remember water slide at Burns Park? Bryant from Cabot.
Don't know.
Burns Park. I don't remember the water slide over there.
I don't know if that's a joke or not.
Let's see here.
There was a huge metal slide, wasn't there, that people would burn themselves?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Back,
well, they used to have.
You had the carpet underneath you.
You had
the little carpet. You had a piece of carpet you slide on.
There was also a carpet slide. It wasn't water, but it was carpet slide down on Central Avenue, down from the racetrack, around the area where Golf Links and that McDonald's is. They're on Central Avenue down from the racetrack. I want to say there used to be one there when I was a kid.
Bad, this is from the 479. I've seen a video from former Sports Illustrated writer Jeff Perlman. He was stating that Billy Ray Smith Jr. was not in good health, stated that his memory was not good and that he was pretty well confined to his home. Yeah, I've heard that as well. Two-time All-American Billy Ray Smith, my teammate, and one of the great players of all time. I think one of the few two-time All-Americans, maybe with Sean Andrews, being legit, like first-team All-American 2 years in a row.
Was he one of the first Hawks to go out to San Diego?
Yeah, he was. Gary Walters and Gary Anderson. But I'd heard, Roger, he'd been dealing with dementia issues for quite some time, and I think he's on at the end of the road. That's really sad because he was such a sharp guy, and he was physically. Yeah. He was physically just, you know, he didn't have a great pro career because they put him in the middle.
Sure.
You know, at pro, they had him on that side, and he could just beat anybody. You know, it was hard to block him, but in the pros, you put him inside, and just a different animal for him there.
But he made it. He made it to the big show, right?
He did. Evans Dietz, our buddy, said a rocket slide in Burns Park.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, what you're talking about. That's
the
one.
A huge metal slide.
And the water slide. You got to love, you know, back then, we were just doing what we could to make it fun for the kids. Put a metal slide out there.
Yeah, and I think it was like six stories high.
Yeah, it was super tall, and it got really hot during the summer.
Yeah, here's from Kevin, said rocket slide at Burns Park is legendary for us Dogtown folks. I love that.
I
love that as a kid, if that's what you had.
For sure.
Yeah, 661-1037 is the number. Somebody said Indian Meadows. I think, Roger, you might have mentioned that.
No, I don't know where that is.
I don't either. It's a good one. 40,000 people at a water park and never a line in the bathroom. Go figure. Good point.
Good point.
Remember, you know, what was the thing? What was the movie where if you put a dye in there, you can see where people
No, that be? Was just the wives' tale, you know, but it, I fell for it many a time.
Yeah, to think that, you know, you can use about, you know, growing up in the beach, you know, you go out on the beach and you know nobody's going to.
If that's all you're doing, you're just going, hey, he's been laying out all
what
day.
You don't, what you don't want to do is walk up to talk to your buddy and you feel something warm in the water.
No, you never want to do
wait,
that.
Hey, what is that?
That's a fact, Jack. Hey, wait, I'm on your back. The other part of it is, if you really listen, to be devious, every once and a half a dozen times if you're at a pool, you needed to walk to the bathroom just to let people think you weren't going, you know, in the pool. And that was just playing it off.
Someone says Lake Nixon at West Little Rock, Cooper Orbit Road. Yeah, I get all those. Okay. I get those confused. I get to like Willow Park and Lake Nixon.
Willow Springs, Willow Park.
Yeah, I get all those.
I don't know where any of those are. I don't know if I ever did.
Someone says, my wife is good at getting the mop bucket. Woo.
Whoa, hey.
When I hear Roger J. Bird in the Wizard singing. Oh, that's what she's doing.
Is that right? Yes. Oh, very good, very good. You know what? Growing up in Hot Springs, we didn't go to Lake Washington as a kid because it was way out there. Didn't have any of those. So we're at Three Sisters, Crystal Springs. Isn't that Mountain Harbor area, or is it before that? I'm trying to think.
You know, I'm disappointed in myself, Roger, that when you throw those out, that I don't know those better. You know what that means?
Well, you wouldn't. Yeah, I don't.
I don't spend time at the lake.
Well, again, you weren't here. You were up that way, and then
no, I've been here since '85.
Yeah, I know, and I don't even know if they're still around. But now, when Samantha and I got married, we would take the kids and make some bend over sandwiches. That's just one piece of bread.
You bet.
And we'd go out to DeGray and with a little beach out there. So there's a little beach out there.
Yeah, that's a very popular spot. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It was then.
Someone says, well, River Country got shut down because they were not paying their taxes. I knew they had gotten into some financial trouble there for a while, but that thing had gotten really big. I mean, I remember, I don't think I spent a lot of time out there. Let's see here. Willow Springs Park is still closed, Raj.
Willow Springs is?
Yeah, apparently so, according to this thing.
All right. Well, I guess that once that happened, I don't know if there was ever, because I don't know what they found out. Do you? You remember what they found out? What caused it?
I don't know. It was a dangerous deal.
Yeah, no one's going to do that.
Did somebody die of that, or somebody just get super sick?
I don't know if they died or if it was flesh eating or something like that.
Yeah, it was bad.
I don't know. Yeah, no one's going in there again. I mean, would ruin that.
Someone says, I can do a head-turning, earth-shattering cannonball. I grew up going to Whitewater and Wild River Country. The vortex slide was too small, but I went faster than any of them. Yeah, that's another thing. You know, do you know how did you, when you would do a cannonball?
Yeah, I wouldn't get it. Yeah.
So there's two ways you do cannonballs. Yeah, yeah. You do the double knee tuck.
Right.
Or you do the split one knee, which I always thought looked cool.
Split one knee?
Yeah, you have one leg out straight. Sure. I always thought that looked cooler. And I think it.
Good core. You had a good core.
If you weren't heavy, if you're heavy, the double knee cannonball could you really move some water. But if you didn't, you the body, the way it would go in at the angle with the one tuck knee, straight leg out. I don't know what you would call that. You call it a knife, a jackknife?
I don't know.
I think, but I
can visualize it.
The other part
about doing those cannonballs, you had to know how to swim because they didn't have a diving board in the shallow part.
Well, you know, it's funny.
So it's
funny,
one of those things that I was not a good swimmer.
That's what I was going to bring up. I remember back in the 60s and 70s when having a diving board was okay. You could go to a hotel. And hotels had diving boards.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people started suing, you know, because they were getting hurt. And all of a sudden, you know what left? The diving boards were gone.
Yeah, then the Triple Indy. I think the Hot Springs, the Boys Club out there off of, I forget the name of the street now in Hot Springs. They had two. They had the regular and then they had a taller one.
I can remember one of my favorite things to do. My grandmother Mumsy had a pool and she had a diving board and a slide, which was really advanced.
Oh yeah!
But you go.
Was it a metal slide or was it?
It was a fancy. No, it was a, no. It was, this was a fancy pool.
What do you call those?
Like ceramic.
That's ceramic, but I was sure.
Polyglass.
Not polyglass. Come on, I don't know what it is.
What is it?
I don't know. Wasn't plastic.
Fiberglass.
Boom in your face! Hey, we got any corkies?
Okay. Someone says Willow Springs shut down because some little boy got one of those. Yeah, there you go. That brain eating disease.
Fiberglass.
Said they was part with sand bottom and concrete water slide built in the side of a hill. That's cool. Jackknife had the one leg out. I was right, Roger. How about that?
I never knew that term.
How about that? And someone had another one. It's called here's another one. A can opener. Yes.
What's a can opener?
It's the same thing. It's either the jackknife or the can.
That's a leg out.
Can I tell you? I have not used those terms in 40 years until today.
Sure.
And so that's what happens when you have National Water Park Day on Morning Mayhem. You come up, you start going back as a kid. But it was the coolest thing is to go take a running start and you see how much water you can displace.
You bet. And I think there's just a few more weeks left before if anybody's got any last minute summer getaways because school starts in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, right? for me, once we hit August, summer's over.
Yeah, it's over. I follow you.
For those of you who have the month of August, have fun. Cool for you. It's just those of us who played football, it's in our psyche or coached. You get to the beginning of August. It's over. You've been training and now you gotta, go put on pads and it's 8,000 degrees.
Right, that's right.
Going to break with a little.
There is no tomorrow.
Thanks, Apollo Creed. Yeah. Going to the break with C'est La Vie, the new hit by Joe Nichols. We'll talk to him. Well, we won't, Roger, but Christian will tomorrow. Love this hook. Here we go. Say what I
need to say. Say la vie. Get you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one fits ya. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split ya. Bon voyage. Adios. I like those, but the one I love the most is I call you.
Here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the summer auto loan special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Hello, this is Justin Acree. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think ortho. Think UAMS.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The United States has been in the grip of World Cup fever recently as the soccer epicenter of the world came to North America. Record crowds, raucous celebrations, and a good run to the final 16 for the American squad made it a great tournament. Watching foreign visitors go gaga over barbecue, free chips and salsa, and endless refills reminds us all that there is more that we have in common than the things that might separate us. It's too bad these folks didn't have games in the natural state, because they would have loved Doubleby's. Breakfast Sammy's, Chester's Chicken, Big Rock Pizza, and amazing snacky treats would have made them fall in love with Arkansas. Doubleby's is America's best-kept secret. Help get the word out, because Doubleby's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater Holds and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorney Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Such a great song here.
Such a great song. You know why I'm playing it?
Rick Springfield, you didn't know.
He's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine.
It's number one on this day, right?
Exactly right, David.
1981.
I just know it. He's holding her in his arms late at night.
Then stops right there. Hit that button. Stop that, Christian.
I've got a few minutes here for the top of the hour. We'll visit with Rick Schaefer, John Daly coming up. We'll have Justin Moore. Also, Ron from Middleton Heat and Air will be up. We've got to visit with Chuck Gatlin, play a little Family Feud brought to you by Southern Bank and more. Somebody said, David, what's the news with Ella Langley? Mm-hmm. It was actually what I wanted to share. Her numbers at the top of the chart, Roger, are nuts.
Her numbers?
Choosing Texas has now been number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 15 straight weeks, which Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is the only song by a solo female artist to spend more time at number one. It's also one of only 8 tracks ever to spend 15 weeks on the top Hot 100. So also listen to this. Said she's passing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. Which is crazy.
Well, Boone's still got to be number one, right?
No, I don't know.
Are we going back to...
Mariah Carey's got the... Yeah. This is Christmas deal, but that one was a long
one. How many weeks was Mariah Carey?
I think Mariah Carey's was... what was the song? We Belong Together, I believe.
For how long? How many weeks?
It's like 21.
A month.
I would swear that Debbie Boone back in the day was 50 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. I think it may be depending on what chart it is.
It's got to be different charts in the way they do that now, right?
Among female artists, only Mariah Carey's Holiday Classic has spent more time on the top, which is pretty elite. Also, it's not the only chart that she's dominating. Choosing Texas is number one on streaming songs for a 16th week, and Hot Song Country Songs for 33rd week. Okay. We'll ask Justin when he comes on about that. It's a good song, but I had no idea that it would have those kind of legs.
I didn't know songs did that anymore.
Here's one. Let's see here. I survived the old water slide in Jonesboro, up in Jonesboro. That thing had sharp turns that would throw you out in cracks in the fiberglass that would slice your fingers.
Cracks in the fiberglass.
You know what? This is when our country was great, where kids had to deal with broken
fiberglass splinters.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Listen, I've seen HR on that one.
You go down some of these rabbit holes, and there's a few of them that you see where people's heads are banging through this serpentine slide on some of these water slides. These are epic fails that it shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got this one that are these carpet slides that there's one that is Evil Knievel Snake Canyon high that gets you to go way up and come down. But the other one, the slope or the grooves become progressively more and more deep and just tosses you around, and you come down on the slide.
And the designer didn't care. He didn't care.
No, they did not.
Someone said, Roger should mention the Little Rio Grande that was formerly known as 10 Mile Creek, Highway 70, in the curve at the bridge just down from the Cream Castle.
You know what that is.
Little Mexico, in the summer.
Is that what it is, Little Mexico? I know that they cleaned it up for a while there, it seemed like, because I think it used to be a little spot that only a few people would go to. It was just right there off the highway, and folks would just sit there. But then I think it even has a wider swath that people hang out at.
Somebody said, what was the name of Craig O'Neill's Saturday TV show at Wild River Country? Did he have that?
I don't know.
I sort of remember that.
I'll ask him about it later this week.
Yeah. You'll be with him tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Somebody said, we'll never go to a wave pool again. And neck deep felt something bump my cheek. What? It was a feminine hygiene product.
Oh, no. Stop it.
Yeah. Here's one from our buddy Steve Qualls, Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
The slide by Kmart was called the Magic Carpet Slide. That's what they always called it, the Magic Carpet Slide.
Yeah. It was potato salad.
Here's what I survived. I love this. I survived Fun Mountain, the mountain home. Had multiple pools as you went down the mountain. Great places to drown. Yeah, it's all good. It's back in the day when we let our kids risk getting hurt. Did you hear about the boy doing the cannonball off bluff on the Buffalo River? I think he broke 3 vertebrae. Boy, that's another scary deal. I've never jumped off a bluff. Roger, I don't know if there's one in the Hot Springs area.
Well, there used to be.
Where?
At Heber, you know, they have the cliffs over there.
Is that the only place you have them?
I think they used to do that. I think Buffalo.
You got to go down there and check. You got to check out your where you're going.
Yeah, but with gators these days, you can't be sure anymore.
You can't jump in 4 foot of water. You got to make sure it's deep enough.
Yeah.
When you hear Barry Grooms on Drive Time Sports in July, you know the gridiron season is near. I heard him the other day.
Oh, did you?
I did. Okay. He was breaking it down. Yeah,
Big Bear.
He was breaking it down, man. That's right.
They're right. It means it's getting closer. When they come on with the Hootens and they give spreads with high school games, classic.
Someone says, I don't know if this is true or not, I was called, I hate to be chuckling, but who knows, people are sending us stuff. So the little girl was killed at Willow Springs when she swam into a group of moccasin snakes.
Oh, wow.
I have not heard that. So tell me that that's not true.
Yeah.
That's
from Lonesome Dove.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
It is.
That's what it is. It's got to be a joke. If not, I apologize to the
possible.
Family.
I mean, they didn't make it up. I think
we heard that. We would know.
I don't think we would.
We would know. We would have heard that story.
I feel like we would have heard.
Yeah, we heard the story about the eating, the flesh eating, whatever.
Yeah. I don't think snakes, like talking about Lonesome Dove, I don't think snakes do that.
Are territorial? You
know? Someone said floods, especially close to the river, but a slide had nothing compared to a good swing. You could fly off into the water. Now, I tell you, that, again, you know.
The knotted rope.
You know, you didn't worry about getting hurt or it snapping.
Yeah. Well, you just didn't. I mean, look at.
Some great video of people losing it on
there. What's the Navy SEAL Adam?
Yeah, they jump off the bridge.
Yeah, the people were doing that in Hot Springs all the time. What's his last name?
Adam Brown.
Good Lord.
Broadway says we always made a water slide with long sheets of Visqueen and put soap and water on it. That's what I'm saying. This is when this country was great. Kids didn't have other fancy things. Listen, they got water parks on cruise ships now. They get full water parks on cruise ships.
Yeah, they're too heavy.
Yeah, it was just, you know. Of course, I thought it was funny. You're growing up in Panama City. Hey, let's go to the water park.
Sure.
The 100 yards is the Gulf of Mexico. Right. You know, you can go in there, dive in there,
they don't call it that anymore.
Yeah, we do. Those of us live down there. So yeah, you got the beach right there. You don't need a water park. Oh my gosh. 661-1037. We'll visit with Rick Schaefer, John Daly coming up. Glad you're listening. It's National Water Park Day. What are your memories of that? And is there a favorite body of water that you're spending a lot of time on this summer? We'll also have Justin Moore coming up. And also, too, Roger, we'll be going on a trip tomorrow.
3 hours.
We'll be out of pocket. And we'll turn it over to Christian for a few days. And
need to call in one day. Just do that.
All right, don't go away. 7 o'clock.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
This is Chuck Barrett inviting you to listen to me call the hogs on 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
The Razorbacks are coming at you.
I got my first real six string.
Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2026.